Our Gemara here in Tanis Daf Chaf Beis, Amud Beis, tells us, Al Elu Masurim B'Shabbos, for these calamities, they'll sound the alarms over Shabbos, Tan Rabban, they taught in a Braisa, Ir Shehi Kufa Nachrim O Nar V'Yachad Savina Mitarefes B'Yam V'Yachad Yachad Shenirav B'Yachad Nachrim O Mepnei Listim, a city that's surrounded by Goyim, a place that's in danger of being flooded by a river, a ship that's being tossed at sea. The Chacham said that in the case of a city, again, all these different cases, and then they add, Mepnei Ruach Ra'ah, a person who is suffering a ruach ra, al kulan yachad mishar l'sagav asam v'tainus. Any of these things, an individual can accept upon himself a very difficult fast as a form of tshuva to stop these types of things. Now Rashi says, what does it mean? A person can fast because of the danger of a ruach ra. So Rashi says, mipein ruach ra, shenichnas baruach sheda v'ratz v'holech v'shema yitzba benahar o yipal v'yamas. That a spirit has come inside of this person. He seemed to have undergone a form of insanity, some sort of mental illness, and he could go and drown himself in the river or hurt himself and cause a lot of difficulties because of his mental status. The Chuvas of the Maharami Rottenberg indicates that it's the experiencing of we see from the Chuvas of the Maharami Rottenberg that it may be the experiencing of the insanity is the dangerous part, meaning what it may do to you is the issue. Not the actual being sick with the mental illness, but what you may do because of the mental illness may be the issue over here. Rav Shechter writes in a number of places, he repeats this in Nefesh HaRav, in Pnei HaRav, in Bikvi Atzon, this is a yesod he brings down often, that he cites the Magen Avram, who says that someone who is mentally unstable can have meat and wine during the 9 days if needed. The Prima Gadim says that someone who is chasar deya, lacking in his mental ability, can even eat on Yom Kippur. And Rav Shechter then notes that Rav Moshe has a tshuva that uses the above Rashi as well to say that mental instability is sakara safashos, that's considered somebody that is considered the status of pikuach nefesh, if there's a possibility that the individual could harm himself. However, this tshuva of Rav Moshe, I don't know where it is. I searched on all the search engines. I looked at all the indexes. I don't know of any tshuva in the Igros Moshe where he quotes this Rashi on our daf here in Tanis Daf Chaf Beis. However, it may be that Rav Moshe, Rav Shechter was referring to, is in Evan Ezra and Chelek Alf in Simon Samachay, where he says that if the doctors say that someone will suffer mentally if they fast on Yom Kippur, they may not fast on Yom Kippur. And he writes in another tshuva as well, if a woman had 2 children, the doctors say that by undergoing a pregnancy for a 3rd child, it will lead to a form of mental instability, a form of insanity within this woman, she may use birth control, because that is considered a very, very big sakana, even though it's not necessarily physical, but that mental insanity, that mental instability is considered something that is sakana nefashos. And then, Rav Shechter quotes Rabbi Soloveitchik, quoting Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that even if there is no imminent danger to the individual, helping them recover from their mental illness is sakanas nefashos, is pikuach nefesh, it's a sakanas kol haguf, it's on the entire body, not just sakanas aver, where it wouldn't be mechal Shabbos midoraisa. But for this individual who's suffering from mental instability, it would be mechal Shabbos midoraisa. For such an individual, it's sakanas kol haguf, and this would be the halacha without question. Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva, sheshtushu inyan sakana. Having a form of mental illness is a sakana. Lo rak la'atzma, elagam le'adim. It's also for the children in the family. Hakatanim. Sha'af mi shishitu so eino la'asos ra. Even if their mental illness is not to do anything bad, technically on its own it's fine. It could be the mental illness will become worse and worse, and the person may want to do something dangerous later on. La'atzma, to herself, to the children, God forbid. You can't protect against such a person. Therefore, you have to treat the person with all the halachos of pikuach nefesh when needed. Rav Asher Weiss, this year, in the Kovetz Moriah, the Moriah is the Torah journal that is put out by Machon Yerushalayim. So in the Kovetz Moriah of Tishrei, Tavshin Ayin Ches, this past year, so he has a piece discussing mental illness and pikuach nefesh, and he discussing our Rashi on this daf. And he begins with citing our Rashi, and the Rashi in Shabbos of Chavtes, who says that a ruach ra means that you can be mechal Shabbos for this individual who thinks that spirits are coming to get him. You can blow out a candle, blow out light, in order that the person should feel safe. There's a similar idea in the Rambam on this mission as well, who says the person is suffering from a type of melancholy, a type of depression. They can turn off the lights, they can blow out the candle on Shabbos, for in order that it will help their melancholy and their depression. So we see that mental illness is considered a medical illness that we consider important enough to be mechal Shabbos for. This is a chol sheyesh bo sakana, but it's unclear what the sakana is. So to support this, he cites our Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Ches, and our Rashi as the Halacha, and we find the same heter regarding eating on a tainus. He supports this with the tshuva of the Pri Haaretz. The Pri Haaretz records a case of the Beis Din in Salonika, where they allowed someone suffering mental illness who had to be locked up to be given treif chicken to eat, which is certainly an issur d'oraisa, in order to help that person's mental illness, because the doctors felt that eating this chicken would help the person's mental status. He continues to cite a tshuva of Rav Azar in the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Dalad, who allowed Achil Shabbos to prevent someone from mental insanity, also citing our Rashi as the halacha. Then Rav Asher Weiss goes on to note that nowadays we have a much deeper and better understanding of mental illness, and therefore each case has to be examined on its own. And he essentially breaks down mental illness into two categories. He says there are two types of mental illness, psychological and neurological. And then he actually notes that could be the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, and that mission in Shabbos regarding extinguishing the candle could be the difference between psychological and neurological. Rashi says that the person is suffering from the idea that someone's coming to get him. That is a psychological illness, a psychological mental illness. Rambam says the issue is the feeling of melancholy and depression. That is neurological. And it could be that Rashi and the Rambam are covering both types of mental illness in their debate over what the Mishnah is talking about. So what's the difference practically between the two? He says someone with psychological illness is most likely what was discussed in the earlier tshuvos, what we find in the Gemara. That's probably the most common form that was discussed. It's unlikely that the idea of depression was well known in those times, that people would be sensitive enough to it. In these cases where it's a psychological illness, the person can hear things, imagine things that can lead to a dangerous behavior for himself and others. In many cases, these individuals can be helped with medication, and therefore, says Rav Asher Weiss, they must take their medication on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Without question, you must take medication for mental illness on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. If medically it is important for these individuals to eat for themselves for the medication to work, they must eat on Yom Kippur if needed. In addition, if the chola needs to eat for psychological reasons, because psychologically it will help him be more mentally balanced on Yom Kippur, then 100% he eats, and it's allowed, because stress can make the mental illness worse, and therefore such an individual must eat. For a neurological disorder, like a bipolar, depression, things like that, they're not generally sakanas nefashas at that moment in time. However, there are times when depression can lead to suicidal thoughts and things of that nature. And therefore, if the doctors think that somebody who is suffering from a neurological disorder, the person needs to eat on a fast day, they should do so and take their medications without question, without any issue at all, and will not be considered a violation of the fast. So we see from our one small Rashi in the Gemara Hirotinus touches upon issues of mental illness and how it applies bizman hazeh.